Hello, this is Izzy's podcast. This episode is about Mo Farah, and it's an article by Jason Henderson titled Next Stop on Mo Farah's Marathon Mission. So here we go. A British record and podium place at the 2018 London Marathon signals the start of an exciting period on the roads. When Mo Farah won the mini London Marathon in the late 1990s, he dreamt one day of winning the main race over 26.2 miles. On Sunday, he did not quite manage the feat, but he made serious strides towards achieving the goal one day by smashing Steve Jones' longtime British record by almost a minute with 2:06:21 as he finished fighting a third place. Farah's 2:08:21 marathon debut in London 4 years ago left many wondering if he was more suited to shorter distances on the track. But not only did he run 2 minutes quicker in the 2018 race, but he ran with no fear as he boldly tagged on to the suicidal early pace. 4:22 for the first mile, 13:48 for 5K, 28:19 at 10K, which is sub-2-hour pace, before slowing to a mere 61 minutes at halfway. And he mixed it with Eliud Kipchoge, Kenesi Bekele, Daniel Wanjiru, and others. "You be a man," said Farah. "Fight like a man or start off in the back and regret it later on. I fought as much as I could. It was do or die." The attitude earned him plenty of admirers on Sunday as he took on a fearsome marathon lined up on a hot day in the British capital head-on. Certainly the heat did not seem to bother the Briton. He even chose to race wearing arm warmers as temperature hit 24 degrees Celsius, although he did admit that he was running out of gas in the final 10K when the winner Kipchoge and runner-up Tola Kitata began to ease away from him, or as Farah candidly put it, was bullocked. Thank you. Hello, this is another episode of Izzy's podcast. Last episode was a recording about Mo Farah. Today we're going to be interviewing one of the best American distance runners, Galen Rupp. So here's the interview I'm going to read off. How Galen Rupp became a running Zen master. "Does your mind have control over you, or are you going to have control of your mind?" Quote by Galen Rupp. Galen Rupp has racked up more accomplishments in a short 32-year life than one can count. Olympic silver medalist in the 10,000 meter at the London Olympics, bronze medalist in the Rio Olympics marathon, 2017 Chicago marathon winner, and the 2018 Prague marathon winner, to name a few. I could keep listing his accolades, but it would take up the rest of this page. Galen is a world-class marathoner, runner, and athlete, but it's not his physical accomplishments that are remarkable. Although they are incredible, it's his mastery over his mind that is astounding. Referring to Galen as just an athlete is shortchanging what he actually is. Maybe we should start referring to him as the running Buddha or the asphalt Zen master, the 26.2-mile stoic, or perhaps Gandalf the runner. The reason he accomplished such physical achievements is due to his mental mastery. There is no way around it. What he does on a daily basis is brutal. It is painstaking, grueling, lung-burning, body-aching, gut-busting work. The only way he is able to subject himself to this daily torture is through mental conditioning. There is no better fitting metaphor for life than Galen's current event, the marathon. It's long, takes patience to develop necessary skills, and requires superior physical conditioning. And it demands incredible mental horsepower. Fortunately for us, Galen found some downtime in between running hundreds of miles a week to provide some insights into how he has risen to the top of his running. Below are the keys to Galen's mastery over his life, body, and most importantly, his mind. Welcome to Izzy's podcast. In the last two episodes, we read about Mo Farah and Galen Rupp, and in our final episode, we're going to be reading about Matthew Senchowitz, the 2016 gold Olympic medalist. And this article is by Paul Mercer. So here we go. A few hours after finishing 10th in the men's 1500 at the meeting Mohammed 5 IAAF Diamond League stop in Rabat, Morocco, where he ran a 2018 season best 335.17, Washington track and field director Morris Powell and head track and field coach Andy Powell announced the addition of 2016 Rio Olympic 1500-meter gold medalist Matthew Senchowitz as a volunteer for the Huskies. Centrich ran for Andy Powell and the University of Oregon and established himself as a future star at Oregon, where he won three Pac-12 titles and the 2011 NCAA 1500-meter title. Besides reuniting with Powell's, he joins his close friend and roommate at Oregon, Chris Kowarowski, who was named an assistant coach by Powell's on Thursday. I'm very excited to be reunited with the Powell's, who helped guide me through my collegiate career and beyond, said Centrich. I'm also very grateful to continue having Chris Kowarowski in my corner. These relationships have been key to my success, said Kowarowski. Matthew's presence alone will be incredibly impactful for our program. At all levels, his achievements have reached the pinnacle of our sport. He will be such an amazing role model for our team, an example of what it takes to be a true champion, both on and off the track. Centrich will continue his professional running career as a member of the Nike Oregon Project. Meanwhile, University of Washington redshirt freshman Elijah Mason competes Saturday morning, 11:30 Friday night, in the qualifying round of the discus at the IAAF World Under-20 Track and Field Championships in Tampere, Finland. Thank you.